The PK Podcast.
Hello.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to our next episode of the PK Podcast with your host, Juan Rodriguez and
Nicholas Rodriguez.
We are pastor and son, son and pastor. Son.
Believe it or not, I'm this guy's son, this monster of a man. I'm his son. Can you believe it? He helped create me, and he's a pastor, was a pastor. And so now you get to hear about
life. I'm still a pastor. Oh,
okay. Anyways, talk about life, love,
and spirituality
through the eyes of a pastor.
And his son. And I'm still a pastor.
Yeah, but you're not like a pastor, though.
I'm not pastoring a church, but I'm still a pastor.
Yeah, you're a different kind of pastor, though. You're not the same kind of pastor.
But I am still a pastor.
Yeah, but you know, you're not like a pastor, though.
I don't oversee a church.
Exactly. So you're not like a pastor.
I'm still a pastor.
No, you're like an administer.
Administrative pastor.
Yeah, so anyways, guys. today we're going to talk about something pretty crazy.
Something so crazy that this is our fourth one that we do, Dreams 4.0.
Yeah, people seem to like it. I seem to like it. And also, I always think it's funny trying to hear my dad interpret some of these dreams that I have, because the dreams I have are extremely vivid and can sometimes be terrifying. I remember I talked about one of the podcasts about mom being like a Nazi type of character. Do you remember that one?
Yep. I am your dream interpreter, ready to interpret another dream, Dreams 4.0.
All right, so what do you think? You think maybe I should just get right into it?
I think we should get right into it, man. Share with me your dreams, and I shall interpret them.
Okay, so this dream happened a few months ago. Pretty crazy dream.
Yeah.
Okay, and it was like borderline kind of a nightmare, but I would say more of just a general dream with, like, scary parts in them.
Really?
Yeah. So, and stop me whenever you have something of significance.
Okay. Go for it.
So, here we go.
Here we go.
Dream opens. I close my eyes, sleep at night, and I begin to open up my mind in the Dreamoverse. So here I am in the Dreamoverse, and it starts off with me. It switches between being like my first-person perspective and sometimes being a third-person perspective.
Oh, that's weird.
But mainly a first-person perspective, and I'm just walking through this downtown. Kind of looks like New York, but it has like, I'm like in this big town square area. It doesn't look anything like Central Park or what's the place? I almost said Station Square. That's Sonic the Hedgehog thing. What's the place in New York where they have all the billboards and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, Times Square?
Times Square. Yeah. So Times Square, it didn't look like that. It looked more like that one area in Tampa Bay. It's like Arbor City or something like that, like the big square there. Ybor.
Ybor City?
Yeah, kind of looked like that.
Have you been to Ybor City?
Maybe not. What was the place we stayed at next to the convention center with the
was Riverside.
Riverside. Kind of looked like that.
Okay.
And so I'm there. I'm there all by myself, by the way.
Okay.
All by my lonesome. I don't know what I'm doing there. But suddenly, this building explodes.
Whoa.
And from the explosion, there is this giant monster that's kind of like, imagine almost like a tidal wave type of a monster. You know what I mean? So like it's got
that curvature.
So
a water monster?
No. Yeah, I'm talking specifically about the curvature of a tidal wave. You know how it does this?
Oh, so you're looking at a tidal wave, not a monster.
No, I'm looking at a monster.
Okay.
But the shape of the monster is that of, look at my arm.
Yes.
Is that of a tidal wave shape.
Tidal wave shaped a monster.
Yes. And the monster is made up of like human flesh.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it is disgusting. It's made up of a bunch of flesh. It's this big, fleshy, disgusting monster.
Mm.
So you know what I start doing?
Screaming?
I run away because it's scary.
Yes.
And so I run away. But then something tells me to turn around.
Really?
Yeah. And I turn around, and there I notice a little silhouette on top of the monster, and that there is a man riding the monster. There's a man on top of the monster, and I was like, interesting. That's quite strange. And then I start, like, it starts, like, fading to black over and over again, like, as if, like, it's, like, a fade-out in a movie or something.
Okay.
Keeps on fading to black, like, something is trying to, like, enter my head. And then at some point, I don't even realize when, but at some point, once it fades back in, now I am on top of, I'm on top of the fleshy monster with him.
Really?
And so essentially,
like, all of a sudden, you, like,
yes,
warped there.
So imagine I'm just standing there, right, and I'm doing my thing, and then I look back, like, for 1 second to see the silhouette of the person, and then over and over again, it starts fading to black and fading to black, like I'm passing out and waking back up over and over again. And then after passing out one time, I wake back up, and now I'm up there.
So it's like you were going through this warp thing to reach the top of this flesh monster.
Yeah, kind of. Without realizing it. I don't think I did it on purpose. I'm pretty sure he's the one who did it to me, right?
Right.
So now I'm standing here with this dude.
Magnetically, you brought you to him.
Yeah, and he kind of has my facial features, and he also has my glasses.
Weird.
But he has, like, crazy long hair. Like, not hair that looks any, like, it's crazy. It's just going
not
everywhere.
Not like your crazy long hair now.
No. It's like it's got a mind of its own. It's, like, moving constantly. It's, like, constantly waving, right?
Okay.
And he's standing there, and he goes, "Oh, man, what are you doing up here? That's it. You're finished." And he brings out a gun.
Oh.
And he shoots me with the gun.
He shoots you with the gun. Yep. Do you wake up?
He shoots me with the gun, and I feel this insane pain in my stomach.
Oh, my word.
And I put my hand on my stomach, and I feel like I'm dying, right? Then you know what happens?
What happens?
I look down at my stomach, and there's no wound. And there's no, there's nothing. There's no wound. Everything is fine. There's not bleeding, and I stop feeling the pain. And I was like, what is going on here?
That's weird.
Yeah. And so he shoots me again. And he keeps on shooting me. And every single time he shoots me, the pain gets less and less and less until I realize something. Oh, he's not actually shooting me. He's just trying to convince me that he's shooting me to hurt me, to make me feel like I'm getting shot. But I'm not actually getting shot.
Oh, he's pretend shooting.
He's pretend shooting. And
because you feel it at first, or your mind tells you something.
Yes, it's like my mind is sending, like, the sensation of getting shot. But the more I realize that no bullets are coming out of his gun and they're leaving no wounds, I feel less and less of the sensation every single time he shoots me. Because he shoots me multiple times.
Interesting.
Until it gets to a point where I realize that I'm not getting shot. And I go, oh, he's not shooting any bullets. That gun isn't even real. And you want to know what happens? That gun disappears.
Ooh.
His gun disappears.
Okay.
And then I go, oh, okay. Okay. I see what's going on here. This dude is doing some kind of telekinesis thing where he's making me think things are happening, but they're not actually happening.
Oh.
Right? And I go, all right, so if this thing is completely based on convincing yourself of things through, like, abstract thought, then I was like, oh, I need to tap into the most abstract part of my brain, and I just need to start, like, letting loose. Right? So now I go, okay, well, you know what? I'm just going to rush at him and make him think that I'm strong and I know how to fight. And so I just start fighting him. And we start beating each other up.
On top of the flesh monster.
Yep, on top of the big flesh monster.
Okay.
And we start beating each other up, and we're just going at it. And every single time I punch him, it's kind of like it hurts him really bad, but I think that he starts to realize the thing that I realized about the gun, that I'm actually not, like, super knowledgeable about all this kind of stuff. I'm just kind of walloping on him. And I think he realizes that I'm not doing any actual damage. And then he punches me, and I warp into this, like, okay. Let me try and explain this in a way that makes sense. So he punches me in the face, all right? And then I'm in a black space, in an empty black space. And then I blink, and now I'm not in a black space. Now I'm back in the city that I was in. But I'm all the way up in the sky, okay? And now I'm
on top of nothing?
On top of nothing.
Okay.
And I'm falling from the sky into this disgustingly, like, just this It is a monster. The only way to describe it is that the big fleshy monster that I told you about.
Yeah.
Imagine instead of that, it's like an actual realistic person's head, but they're like disgusting and terrifying. Like they're torn apart.
You're about to fall into someone's
I'm about to
head.
Fall into that mouth, into the mouth of that person.
And again, I'm thinking that this person is really big.
Yes,
right?
Ginormous.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm about to fall into their mouth, and then I fall in. And then it's black inside of their mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't see anything. And then I get punched in the face again. And then it happens again. And I'm back, teleported back up. So when I fall into the mouth, I'm in the black space. I wake up from the black space, get punched in the face, get sent back to the black space, where then I fall into the person's mouth, entering the black space again, only to get punched again and repeat the process.
Oh, my word.
So, anything so far? I'm not done with the dream, but any neurons shooting off, any sense made of this psychotic experience that I'm having?
Well, I got some stuff, but let's go on.
You want to save it for the end?
I want to save it, yeah.
Okay, that's fair. So, I continue on with this process repeating over and over and over again, right? And then I go, so now, following the same rules of before, right, with the convincing of the shooting and the convincing of the punching, I just need to convince myself, essentially, that I can do something. And then by convincing myself, then I can convince him, and then the process will take place, right? So then I go through the process of, while I keep on falling into this person's mouth, while it's happening, I start convincing myself that if I am able to land a punch on him, I can send him somewhere else too.
All right.
So eventually, after the process repeats over and over again, and I convince myself, I punch him in the face.
Now, this is the guy that's on top of the flesh-eating monster.
Uh-huh. God. I punch him in the face, and then we go through that same black space, but then we're going through, like, the momentum keeps. So I punch him, and then we're, like, shooting through this area, the black space area. And then we end up breaking through this glass, and now we're in this, like, nice lounge. We're both wearing tuxedos, both dressed really nice. There's, like, a waiter. He's at the bar. He's cleaning the glass. You got people enjoying their meals. You got live music, live jazz music playing.
Okay.
And now, we, instead of continuing to fight each other, we actually stay, we go and we sit down at one of the lounge areas. Okay. And we just start having a conversation. Like, as if we, now that we've been placed into this scenario, it's like we forgot everything that's led up to it. And now, it's like, because we're in a lounge scenario and we're there with each other, we're like, oh, well, we must have, like, decided we were going to get dinner together or something.
Okay.
Like, we didn't even realize it.
All right.
And then at one point, I wake up from that and I go, oh, wait a minute. No, I'm not just at a lounge with some dude that I'm homies with that I'm getting dinner with. I was in the middle of a fight with this guy, and I was trying to send him to another place, and I guess the first thing that came to my mind was this lounge area.
Okay.
And so I punched him again. And then we went
at the lounge area.
Yeah, in the lounge.
Okay.
I punched him again in the lounge area. He was like, what? What are you doing, dude? What's going on? And I was like, no, dude. You don't get it. I know exactly what's going on here. And then it kind of woke him up, and he was like, oh, crap. And we start beating the crap out of each other again. And we start punching each other in the lounge. Everybody's going crazy, and everybody's, like, screaming because it's terrible, and we're, you know, fighting each other here in the lounge.
Okay.
And then this is the big crazy part. This is probably the craziest part of the dream, okay? He lands this crazy punch on me, and then I wake up in my bed. Yeah. I wake up in my bed.
That was violent.
And no, dude. That's not the end of the dream.
Oh, my word.
I wake up in my bed, and he is, he's nowhere to be seen, okay? So I'm convinced that I'm awake at this point, right? And so I just go into the living room. And it kind of looks like a combination of the house we have here and then also the house we have, the house we had in Jacksonville.
Okay.
And so I'm walking through this house, and I don't think anything's weird about it. I go over to mom, you know, I say good morning. I say good morning to everybody. I start eating breakfast. I start living out this normal day, right? But I'm like, man, something is off, right? And then suddenly, lava starts rising from the floor, and it starts killing everyone, like our entire family, like starts burning. But every single time I try to get you guys to leave, I go, guys, we need to go. Lava is rising. We need to go before everybody dies and, like, gets burnt up by the heat, by this lava. And all of you guys are like, Nico, are you crazy? There's no lava coming from the floor. but I'm watching you guys die, like right before my very eyes from melting in the lava. But every single time I call out to you guys, I'm crying, I'm screaming, trying to get you guys to leave the house because I exited the house to see if it was safe, and it was. Every single time I asked you, you guys just started getting really mad at me, and you started screaming at me, telling me how terrible of a son I am and all of this kind of stuff, and you just weren't listening to me. And I was like, wow, my whole family's going to die because of this, whatever. This makes no sense. And then that's when it kicked in. I went, this doesn't make any sense, which means I'm still dreaming. But it wasn't my thought process wasn't, which means I'm still dreaming. Thought process was, which means that I'm still in the telekinetic battle with that guy.
Mm.
Right? So if I'm here and none of this makes any sense, that means that the dude tried to send me into a scenario where I would feel safe and not try to keep fighting him, and I would be stuck here. But because the mind, it's all based on abstract thought, stuff like lava and all this kind of stuff, things that are super unrealistic started to shine through, and I started to see the cracks. And so it woke me up, and I was like, okay, so this isn't even happening. And I just left you guys in there. You guys were burning. I was like, there's no saving these guys. And I just go and I run out of the house, and I'm convincing myself that none of this is real, and none of this is real, and none of this is real. And then I just start wailing. I just start wailing, wailing at nothing, right? Until eventually I go and I go, this guy's not going to show back up. I think that the only way for me to truly convince myself that this guy is, you know, the only way to beat this guy, right, instead of fighting each other and doing the same thing that we're doing over and over again, trying to punch each other to a place that seems inescapable, mm-hmm. I'm going to convince myself that this guy doesn't exist.
Okay.
And then I'll win because I convinced myself he's not real.
Okay.
So that once that happens, it convinces him that he's not real, and then it just goes away. He's gone and everything's back to normal. So I sat there and I tried to convince myself for what felt like hours and hours and hours and hours, and then I woke up in real life. And so that was me winning.
And so you were thinking that he's not real for many, many, many hours in your dream.
Yep.
And then you woke up.
And then I woke up in real life. And I was like, oh, I did it. I won.
Oh, my word. That is a crazy dream.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It is a crazy dream.
So let me give you my interpretation.
Okay, sounds good.
First of all,
yeah,
there's a couple of options.
A couple of options. Okay.
Yes, a couple of options in this dream that I think I have for you. Oh, that's an alarm. Sorry. My bad. Stopped. Couple of options.
Okay. Go. Present the options.
So, first of all, it could be that you need to stop eating meat.
What?
Any flesh products.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Need to be stopped eating by you.
Okay, so this is the funny one. This is the funny interpretations, because like I'm going to freaking do that.
Well, here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
There will come a day that this monster-like sickness will come and overtake all of us if we continue eating flesh products.
Okay.
So, for example, you know that they just, the FDA is okay now for them to start creating synthetic, or not synthetic, maybe that's not the right word, but like artificial meat, like meat created in labs.
Yes, chimeras. Yes, it's where you take the genetics or the DNA of another creature or something and exactly. You use it to replenish the DNA of another one, and then you can create more of it.
And you can create more.
Yes, they are the real life chimeras. This happens in Japan, in America. They do an experiment, but now it's becoming legal.
Now it's becoming legal to sell.
Right.
So imagine eating lab meats.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But I mean, we're doing the same thing with vegetables too. It doesn't. It's the same exact thing.
No, but these are not vegetables.
But I know that these are not vegetables. But what I'm saying is that vegetables have been completely screwed up in labs as well. That's what the FDA is doing.
Yes.
Not to mention the farming practices covering all vegetables and pesticides, which is part of what's making us sicker as well.
That is true. But in this case, these are flesh eating monsters.
Okay, so you're saying that doesn't count because it's not what my dream said.
You didn't have a dream on soybeans or corn. Okay. You had a dream on a flesh monster coming to attack you.
Okay.
With the FDA president on top. With coming to get you.
With the evil FDA president, villainous FDA president.
The FDA villain to grab and snatch you and destroy you. And the monster came after you. And when you went up to go fight with him, because he attracted you with all the delicacies of flesh-eating menus. And you were attracted by that, and he brought you to him. But then you realize, oh, this isn't good, because he shot you in the stomach, and it was painful. Wow. Why? Because now you're getting sick to your stomach eating all this fake flesh or synthetic, weird, lab-created flesh. And so now you're getting into all of this, and you're getting sick, and now you have to fight him because you know this isn't the right thing. So you go back and forth, and you realize this isn't true, this isn't true, this isn't real meat, this isn't real meat. He's not a real president. This is not the real FDI. This is not a flesh monster. I have to get out of here. And you finally wake up and come to the realization that all of this fake meat will soon destroy humanity, including your family, if they go down that flesh fake eating hole.
So you're saying that my dream was an FDA conspiracy revelation?
Yes.
That the FDA is evil, and that I'm the only one who knows. I got a prophetic revelation of the evil FDA president trying to feed us synthetic meat.
I'm not saying that the FDA is evil. What I am saying...
But the president of the FDA is the guy who's on top of the flesh.
It could be any leader, any corporate person that leads out with the winning of flesh, fake flesh, to be distributed to people. That guy just represents the man, whether it's the FDA man or the corporate man.
Just the man.
The man that's trying to destroy you. So that is one interpretation.
Okay, that is definitely one of your more interesting interpretations.
I do think that is a very real interpretation.
Okay.
Because sometimes dream can mean two things.
Okay.
And so here is the second one.
I'm ready for the second one.
So the second one is that sometimes we fill our minds with so many things that lead us to think the flesh as a good thing, not in flesh as in cows and chicken, but the flesh as in other people and lustful things and lustful thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so that drags us, this monster of flesh desires, fleshly desires, lustful desires, drags you up into their portal hole. But then you realize sometimes that you can get beat up by those things, the puppet, the devil, whatever you want to call this person that is dragging you away into these lustful thinking. And then he's just the puppeteer, pulling all the cords to take you into this stinky, nasty thinking way. And then sometimes, though, it hurts because he beats you up and you realize, oh my goodness, what am I doing? I am so wrong for doing this. But then your family is there to rescue from that. And what you might think is a fire of destruction is a fire of purification. And so we are being purified.
Oh my gosh.
By the fires of truth. And you need to be led to where we are so that you can be purified. But as long as you think that everything is all right and everything's just not real, this isn't real. The puppeteer really isn't there. The person's not trying to lead me away into bad thinking. This is not real. This is not real. Then you might wake up to your fantasy and not realize that the truth was in the fire.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, I need you to reel it back, because I definitely got lost in there with the switch up between the flesh part and then the fire part.
Right.
So what you're saying is that the flesh monster actually represents the reason why I looked back at it after trying to run away is because the flesh represents something of temptation. Right. Yes,
like lustful thoughts, flesh thoughts.
Earthly and fleshly temptation.
Correct.
And so that's why, even though I should have been running away, just like everybody else was around me,
yes.
Instead, I looked back.
Yes.
And then sometimes all it takes is looking back or giving it one glance or one more second to make the difference between making a good decision and a bad decision
right.
to go through with temptation.
Like Lot's wife being told, don't look back.
Right, exactly.
And she looked right. back.
So I go and I end up teleporting here, and then immediately bad stuff starts happening to me.
Well, you get pain because you feel maybe guilty or wrong by what you're doing.
Right.
And the great puppeteer is messing with you because he wants you to depend only on him.
So, but once he starts shooting me in the stomach and I realize that his gun is not even real, what is that supposed to represent then?
Well, that represents your escape, right? You can get out of this by running away to the fire of purification.
But the problem is that he sends me to the fire.
Oh, because sometimes what happens is that when we fall to temptation, we realize how bad it is, and we want to turn to the consuming fire of purification.
So let me get this straight. I get shot. I realize the gun's not real. Essentially, me realizing that that cannot hurt me, that cannot destroy me. I have the choice to not be in this kind of a situation.
Right.
Then he sends me over to the big flesh monster that eats me, which I'm assuming just represents the same thing of the other flesh monster. Right. Then I convince myself that I can punch him and send him somewhere, and I send him to the lounge, and then we're just homies and we forget about everything.
Yeah, but then you're in the lounge with him.
Yes.
And you're trying to make peace with him. How can I make peace with these lustful things? How can I make peace by dancing a little bit here and dancing a little bit there between the good and the bad? How can I make peace with all of this?
And then I wake up and I go, wait a minute, this isn't peace. This is just me trying to... This is just me trying to justify things that are hurting my life.
Exactly.
So I need to, you know, punch this guy in the face. And so I punch him in the face, and then he punches me in the face. But then the issue is that then I end up at the house where what he was trying to do was essentially get me to stop fighting him by sending me into almost like a matrix simulation of my real life.
Right.
Right. So what is that? Before we get to the fire, why would the devil send me somewhere like that? Why would the devil send me?
Because
to
he's trying to confuse you. As long as you're playing with the flesh, it's okay. It's okay if you don't understand everything that's surrounding you, or distracting you, or leading you to think that one thing is better than the other. He just wants you to stay there. He'll do whatever it takes to just keep you there.
All right.
No matter of how the roller coaster ride is taking you, up or down or whatever, he just wants you to stay there.
And then you're saying that the fire that starts to rise, which is the crack in the illusion, is the fire that is trying to save me.
That's right, but, because the Bible says God is a consuming fire.
But as the fire consumes you guys and I keep on trying to get you guys out of it because it's scaring me, the purification is scaring me, because then it means... true escape from all of the things of flesh and all of that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
I reject it. You guys get mad at me because you want me to come with you. I leave the house, and instead of turning to the fire, instead I choose to just pretend like none of it is even real, so that I can go back to my ignorant bliss where none of it exists.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. Why do you think I'd have a dream like that, for goodness sakes?
Because you need to run to the fire.
But I feel like if they're, well, maybe I'm trying to think of my life at that point. I just don't know if that's something that applies to, like it definitely is a good thing to know, but it's not something where it's like I feel like something I'm currently dealing with.
Well, who knows?
Maybe it's something I'll deal with down the line,
which you have in the past and maybe in the future. It's a constant battle. And what God is saying is, run to me. Because the Bible says God is a consuming fire, and he will purify everything that is making you go down to the depths of flesh-like sin.
If I would have trusted the fire,
yes,
then I would have been good.
Exactly. Run to the fire, son. Run to the fire.
You're so right, Dad.
And that's Dreams 4.0.
Yo, Dad, that was right into the mic. Look at the waveforms here, man.
Oh, sorry. You that's Dreams 4.0.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's going to be an interesting editing job for me to see how I can fix that audio. But, yeah, that was Dreams 4.0. He does have a point. That was indeed Dreams 4.0. No one can argue that was not Dreams 4.0.
And hopefully in your journey, you who are listening and you, my son, will run to the consuming fire of God. That is not a fire of killing who you are, but it's a fire of destroying all that is wrong within you.
Right. Though it may be scary to see an illusion that is similar to your real life be destroyed before your very eyes, the real thing that you need to do is realize that anything outside of the salvation of God is only an earthly illusion of something that will come to an end.
Run.
And that's why you must stay with the love and the bonds of your loved ones. And that.
Run. Run to the fire.
Wow, that was so awesome.
I'm here for you. Interpreting Dreams, Juan Rodriguez, I'm here for you.
So good, so awesome. You did such a great job, Dad.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you interpreting my dream once again. Man, I just love you.
I love you too,
oh,
son.
I love you from top to bottom. And yeah, so hopefully that spoke something into your life, or maybe you just thought my dream was funny. Because everyone knows my dreams are funny. But with that said,
hey, either way.
Oh, okay.
God.
Oh, all right. You're going to say the same thing.
Yes, go ahead.
No. That's you. That's
no,
all you.
Say it, you say it.
No, but I want you to say it.
You say it.
No, I want you to say it.
God made you special.
And he loves you
very much.
Bye.
Bye. Run.
I'm going to go eat some chili.
Run to the fire.
I'm going to go run to my chili bowl.
Run to the fire.